This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. All of Italy's top officials are attending today's state funeral for an agent shot dead in Iraq. That's just one sign of the depth of feeling after the intelligence agent was killed by U.S. troops. The White House calls the shooting a horrific accident, while a survivor disputes the U.S. version. That wounded survivor is an Italian journalist who'd been freed from captivity shortly before the shooting on the road to Baghdad's airport. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Throughout the day and night, about 10,000 mourners filed quietly by the flag-draped coffin of the body of intelligence officer Nicola Calipari. He was the man who had helped negotiate the release of Giuliana Sgrena and several other Italians taken hostage previously in Iraq. An autopsy showed that he was struck in the temple by a single round and died instantly. Mourners reflected mounting anger toward the war in Iraq and the United States. Teresa Santini is a woman in her 60s.
It was my duty to come here. This man sacrificed his life for this war. All I can say is, this was a wrong war. It never should have started. Who's going to pay for all those who died? And I really would like to ask Mr. Bush, what did you get out of this war?
Another person who has come to pay homage to Calipari is Sebastiano De Curtis, who was a friend of an Italian taken hostage in Iraq and later decapitated.
We certainly hope the shooting was a mistake. To think otherwise would be unbearable. Italians have always been easygoing people, but this time the United States must be transparent and assume responsibility for what happened. We remember what happened after Chermis.
Chermis was the 1998 killing of 20 people when a Marine jet sliced a ski lift cable in the Alps. Italians were furious when a U.S. military jury acquitted the pilot of manslaughter. Nicola Calipari has been embraced as a hero even by Italy's leftist opposition, which has never been tender with the shadowy world of intelligence. Gabriella Pistone, a communist member of parliament, also came to pay homage. I came, she said, because what this man did will always remain in my heart and in my mind. I knew Calipari personally, and I can say we have lost a very warm and very talented person. In an interview by phone from her hospital bed, journalist Giuliana Sgrena described the last moments of Calipari's life.
We were chatting in a euphoric mood right after my release, when suddenly we were hit by a massive number of bullets. The driver started yelling, "They're attacking us, they're attacking us." Nicola leaned over on top of me, obviously to protect me. I slid down on the floor, and then I heard a groan, and I understood he was dead. His death agonized me.
The Baghdad attack is testing Italy's traditionally warm and close ties with the United States. Officials here insist it will not affect the deployment of Italy's 3,000 troops in Iraq, but Rome prosecutors have opened a murder investigation into Calipari's death, and Italy's justice minister has signed documents requesting permission to interrogate the soldiers involved in the shooting. The Baghdad incident has also lifted a veil on policy contrast between the U.S. and many European governments on negotiating with Iraqi kidnappers and paying ransoms for the hostages' release. The U.S. is opposed, saying it fuels further kidnappings. Italy has denied paying ransoms in the past, but Agriculture Minister Gianni Alemanno told a newspaper that very probably a large ransom had been paid in this case. The media has suggested sums up to $8 million were handed over to a mediator in Abu Dhabi. And Giuliana Sgrena went so far as to suggest that the U.S. forces may have deliberately targeted her because of Washington's opposition to dealing with kidnappers.
I don't exclude it, but most of all I want the truth of what happened. There is no doubt the Americans do everything to block Italian policy to secure hostages' release. It can't be an accident when a tank opens fire on a car without giving a stop signal and then riddles the car with bullets.
The U.S. military claims soldiers gave hand signals and warning shots before firing at the vehicle. A full investigation is underway. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.